Everybody, right here to the Paranormal View on the Parallax Radio Network. I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. Great night. We got a great show, and we're going to have a lot of whole bunch of good people to talk to tonight. with all the stuff that we're going to be talking about tonight, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the people that we have here, which is Mr. Jeffrey.
Hello.
And Barbara Duncan.
Everybody, we're going to have rain this week.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
A little, yeah.
I don't need none of it. So, anyway, we are going to be broadcasting live tonight from the Pavilion Antique Mall in Ross, Ohio. Used to be called Venice, Ohio. But because it was another town in Ohio with the name of Venice, they ended up having to change their name to Ross because they're in Ross County.
Did they have a cage fight to figure it out?
They must have had some kind of a fight. So, but anyway, I know you don't have none of the bios on any of our guests. And
because we don't know what guests they are yet.
Yeah, so I'm just going to introduce a guest that we have, let them start talking and telling us about the Antique Mall, all the history of it, the things that goes on here. I know Barbara's already been talking with her and looking at the pictures and everything of the Antique Mall. So
well, the website is still Venice Pavilion Antiques.
Right. Yep. Yeah, they just never changed. So, but we have... with us, Jana and Harmon. That's right. Jana Harmon. And she is the owner of the Antique Mall. So, Jeff, you haven't talked to her. I know Barbara has.
All right.
I think what we need to find out to start with. Oh, and before we do that, if you're listening and you have questions, you can private chat them to either Henry Foister or Ceiling Cat. We will get those answered for you. And if you're listening from somewhere other than here in the chat room and you have a question, you can send it over to theparanormalview@gmail.com and Barbara will get those for you. So with that, we're going to let Jana talk to us about the history of the mall, because there's a lot of history from way back when it was first built.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, even before that, the town of Venice was founded around 1817, and that's when James Monroe was inaugurated as the fifth president of the United States. And the town, as the town grew, and it stayed Venice for quite a while, and it's around alongside the Great Miami River. The reason it was changed from Venice to Ross is because there were two towns in Ohio that had the same name. And since we were in Ross Township, we took the name of Ross. But the Antique Mall had the name of Venice Pavilion, and that was built in 1918. And it was built by Walter and Stanley Schraden and their mother Molly as a gathering place. And it was a hot place, really, the whole time it was open. Every generation had their own music, of course. But the building is really, really neat. It's pretty much intact the way it was when they built it. It has plank tongue and groove floors and pressed tin ceilings. The basement of the building had three bowling lanes with pin setters where the kids used to earn money to set pins, and then four billiard tables. The main floor was a restaurant, and the restaurant was known for its fried chicken and Sunday afternoon dinners. They had a private dining room called the Lehigh Room, and there was a dumbwaiter that actually went from the basement all the way to the third floor. And the third floor was the dance hall. The building was hosted many big bands, also country and western during the 50s and 60s. Tex Ritter, the Carter Family, just to name a few, and then also it went into rock and roll. in the late 50s, early 60s. And then in the 70s, they had battles of the bands upstairs with all the rock and roll that we're used to from our generation, not my generation. But anyway, the building was closed as a restaurant in 1987 after its owner, Paul Feder, died. And a lady by the name of Dottie Grohm bought it before they tore it down. And she turned it into an antique mall, and it's been that way ever since. And my husband and Skip and I purchased it in 2004, and we've maintained it pretty much the way Dottie had it and tried to do upgrades here and there. Air conditioning was a big one. But the building itself, well, it was so hot upstairs and at the front counter, like, you know, 110 degrees. It was bad in the summer times. So I can't imagine. The building has windows all the way around it. So they would open all the windows up and let the breeze come in the summertime. They had a building outside called the Pavilion, and that was where everybody ate dinner. It's really hot inside. So it's steeped in history. So that's the basic knowledge of the mall. Before the mall was built, there was another building on the site, and it was called Ox Tavern. It was destroyed by fire in 1909, but it was here during the Civil War and maybe slightly before that, and many townspeople gathered there also. So this ground has always been a comings and goings type of place. There's been several incidences here in the mall too, so I don't know, Henry, you want me to go into that, or do you have, sure, anybody have any questions?
They'll jump right in if they got a question.
So, gosh, I'm trying to think. We've had about, I would say, five paranormal walkthroughs, and every time something has happened, we've had children were seen on the last hunt playing baseball upstairs, which sounds kind of odd, but during the week when there wasn't a dance going on, there was nothing up there, so it would be a nice place to play. We've had a murder that happened in 1975. There was a lover's triangle at the bar, and basically what happened is the boyfriend went to shoot the guy.
That's not my phone.
That's the murderer trying to call
from the dead.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm up at the front desk, so.
So, anyway.
Oh, answer the phone, Henry, and say where you are.
No, we can't do that. They're closed.
Oh.
So, they're probably trying to find out about the ghost hunt. But anyway, so basically what happened is her husband came in, and she was sitting at the bar with her boyfriend, and he went to shoot the boyfriend, shot him, the bullet went through him, and then killed her. So it was kind of a really odd thing. So that happened in 75. There was supposed to be a stabbing that happened in the basement much earlier years, in the men's bathroom. A guy was sharking pool and went to the bathroom, and two guys went in behind him and stabbed him to death. So,
whoa.
There's been...
did they ever figure out what? Why? Was there some sort of fight or bad blood?
He just was shark and pool, and he probably took a bunch of money, and they weren't about it. So, just all kinds of oddities, and gosh, guys.
Well, now, in the basement, early years, you used to have three bowling lanes down there along with pool tables.
Right.
But they didn't have pin setters. They were people who set the pins.
That is pin setters.
Yeah. Well,
but people.
It wasn't automatic pin setters, Jeff. Yeah.
Well, if they wanted to get paid, they did it automatically.
Right.
So, yeah, in the old days, they used to hire kids.
Yeah.
Reset the pins. Right.
That's who did it. We've had several older adults come in and tell us they were pin setters when they were kids. Yeah, that's really cool. We had a gentleman come in about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was a musician, and he was had been living in Nashville, and he wrote songs his entire life, and he started here. He lived in Hamilton, and he would come here and play music, and had several rockabilly kind of bands, and then in 61 or 62, he moved to Nashville. So he came by and saw us, and we're going to post all his information up. But this place is just amazing.
And you have a lot of stuff on the website.
We do.
And if people wanted to go to the website and look at it, what would be the website address?
Well, we have two things they can do. Facebook is more active than the website. So if they go to Venice Pavilion Antiques at on Facebook, they can bring us up with all the current stuff on, and some of the pictures. We'll be doing history posts. One of our at the library, Brad Spurlock, did a lot of history for us. Lots of pictures and lots of articles from the newspapers. So we'll be putting those out there. I hope to make a small postcard book of all the happenings at the mall. So
you got questions now?
On the Facebook. Because I'm on the website, and it is at Gazette. There's pocket watches there, and I'm
The website also has, the website also has the links to Facebook and Twitter. Although Twitter, not so much activity.
No, not as much. That's my fault. Too many things to do.
I just love the fact that there was so much activity and energy in that place. Because usually that's what stirs up hauntings. Is just the sheer amount of physical energy that people expend over a certain period of time.
And renovations.
If you think about dancing and music and even ghost hunts on this scale, tomorrow might be very interesting there.
It might be. You're right.
Yeah. Never can tell.
Nope.
There's quite a few. They got, 5 members in their team that's investigating tonight.
Paranormal Soul Seekers are doing the hunt tonight, and Lynn Bell is our medium, and Lynn has been here before, and she can probably tell you all kinds of things that she picked up on.
What was the name of the group? Paranormal what?
Soul Seekers. They're a fairly new group, and they're from, I think they live over in the Blue Ash, Cincinnati area. We've had Triops here. That's a group that is from Middletown. They've actually been here 4 times. They've picked up EVPs. They felt a lot of the presence of the really old building. One of them felt the fire on his arms. Victor Petruca has been here, and Victor, he basically went through things that were all more or less Civil War related or old times, the older building. And it was very interesting. He picked up on a minister in a tall, very tall man, slender, dark suit with a tall black hat kind of. So probably would have been around Civil War before. And he said that this place was a makeshift hospital and morgue. So we did some research, and evidently there was a cholera epidemic that hit Hamilton and also hit Shandon and Oceana and Ross, which makes a lot of sense.
Right, in the area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to verify that one. And that minister is also written up in Patty's Run, which is the history of Oceana and Shandon. And this minister, I believe he was a Methodist, he would walk from Oxford, Ohio, or ride his horse to Shandon every other week to do a service. He would do one on Saturday night and one on Sunday.
Wow.
So, pretty amazing man.
Yes. Now, Ross is a pretty old town, yet there's not a lot of town anymore in Ross. Did there used to be a fairly good-sized town with businesses and stuff?
Well, there was blacksmith shops. Tregesser's Ford Henry Ford actually came here, and he was the first Ford dealership in the area. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they had their business up until the downfall of 2008, and when Ford came back, they closed them.
They closed. Wow.
Which was really sad.
Yeah.
But so there was a quite a nice group of businesses here. It never really got big, and it still is not. Now it may change soon, but it's a very small community north of Cincinnati, Ohio, and the Great Miami River runs alongside of it. So there's a lot of traffic here.
It's a very, very old city. I mean, there's places you can drive down, and I mean the houses and stuff are just really old. A lot of them run down. I know about four blocks away on Robin Avenue, my grandma and grandpa used to own a grocery store back in the early 50s. And a lot of the people around here didn't even know that. that the place where their store was at is just an old block building, what the store was in. And then they lived in a house right next to that. And that house is still there, but it's had its wear and tear, you might say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but back in the 20s and 30s during Prohibition and all the gangsters, used to have a lot of stuff like that around here, too.
That's right. We think that Dillinger was probably here. And I'm trying to think of the other guy's name. And Hamilton was known as Little Chicago.
Little Chicago.
Okay, so... Yeah. Basically, Hamilton, Ohio had a reputation during Prohibition. They were one of the very last towns to go dry. And because we were close to Cincinnati and the Ohio River, it was a natural path for the bootleggers to come through here. And we're almost sure that that happened a lot in this building or close to this building. So they would come here and then go on to Hamilton, and they had tunnels, from what I understand. I don't know if Henry told me that.
Yeah, all the way up and down High Street, there was tunnels that run through each building underneath, so they could carry the liquor from one place to the other. If there was a raid, they'd just move it over to someplace else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this area is pretty interesting.
Plus, you would have had Capone's gang down there.
Yeah, I think that's who I was trying to think of.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Summit Capone. Yep.
He was supposed to have a hideout down in Blue Rock, which is just really a stone's throw from here, not very far at all. So I would love to go back in time and be able to capture some of the things that went on here. We keep asking for history, and we get ads, and we get some pictures. But unfortunately, that generation that had that knowledge is not with us as much anymore. So maybe Spirit can answer some of the questions.
Well, some of the more nefarious things, they probably didn't want to have photographs taken.
Probably not.
Although Capone didn't seem to be too afraid of anything, really.
No, not really. Wow. You had a bar in here. How long has it been since the bar that was in here closed?
Well, that closed when Paul Feer died. So,
and that was in?
That was in 1987.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, here in, and it's here on the first floor, middle floor. It's not in the basement, so first floor then, I guess. But you still have part of the bar, the glass and the back of the bar and everything is still down there.
That's right. It's still here with the stained glass. It was all done in 1920s style, which was really, really cool. And like I said, and the ceilings match up to it perfectly. So it's really interesting when you come in. You really do step back in time. You have player pianos and, oh my goodness, so many cool things.
Yeah, some of the furniture and stuff that's in here is just, player pianos, rolls. Yeah, we got somebody else that's going to be coming.
I grew up with those.
You grew up with them?
We had a player piano with the paper rolls.
Yeah, and they've got, I don't know, 4 or 5 of those in here, and a couple of them work. So it's pretty interesting.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, before we let her go, I have to ask about the dolls, because I see that on your website.
Yep, hold on a minute. She's letting somebody in the door. She's not even here, so. But
halfway down her Facebook page, she had a dealer with dolls.
Okay. As soon as she gets back in here, we'll get that to her.
Creepy looking. But.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of people coming in right now. I don't see any of them dressed for Halloween, though.
Yeah. A little early there. It's that's a month away, and at least, you know, Doctor Who's only 8 days away.
Halloween's not a month away in my house.
Which one? Maria? Yeah. Well, we get her on here in a minute, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I like how people just go on her page and just say, hey, we live about a minute from Ross. Do you have any slide projectors or
stuff? Awesome.
Slide viewers? Or
Barbara had a question for you.
Okay.
I know you have a bunch of dolls in there, or did.
But yes, we still do.
How about those? Have you noticed anything strange going on with objects in your house?
Annabelle.
Yeah, animalistic, but Annabelle-esque.
No, Annabelle-esque.
No, animalistic. She's.
I haven't seen anything like that, but we do have a missing doll right now.
Really?
Walking around.
We don't know where it's at.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Check the knife inventory. And,
yeah.
A missing doll.
Well, now.
No, I was going to say, that's going to be, that's food for a horror story right there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they do have things that's paranormal that happens here. And there has been some people that's seen some things and has some stories. And we got one of them with us. And what's her name?
It's Maria.
My name is Maria.
You need to talk real close,
real
Maria.
Real close to it.
Maria. My husband Helmut and I, we've worked in the mall for about 22
Can
years.
Can you hear that, Barbara?
Just
a little bit.
Okay.
And there, we hear after 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Is that better?
We have everything closed and most of the lights turned off. We hear footsteps upstairs. And when we go around and close the doors, some of the doors close by themselves. We don't even have to close them. And my husband, he had an interesting thing happen to him, and I think maybe he should talk about that himself.
Is he here?
Yeah.
He went back here?
He's right here.
Before
okay.
She leaves, the doors close by themselves. When you walk up to the door, do they just shut?
Yeah, they just shut. We don't have to close them, you know.
And customers.
Very helpful ghost.
Customers come up and tell us that they have seen things, and one lady from Chicago drove here and she saw that this was an antique mall, and she came in and she talked to us. When she came in, she walked through the mall. About 20 minutes later, she runs out the front door and she says, do you know that you have someone living upstairs? And she was out of here so fast, we couldn't even ask her what she saw. It was so interesting.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, we have your husband here. And what's your name?
Helmut.
Helmut?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you talk close to the microphone.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And you've seen some things that's happened, right?
Well, experience.
Right. Right.
Well, happened to me one time that the door behind me closed without any air movement or anything. So that's a funny experience. And also, I had, when I was, after the place had closed, after 7 o'clock, most of the lights had been turned off already. And I had to go to the bathroom still. And after I left the bathroom, on the way back to the front desk, something pushed me. an odd feeling of something pushing me, not physically, but some action was there that was very odd. And I asked my wife, is there anything behind me? She got quite a bit upset and excited about that. So then I act like, turned around and says, go away. And all of a sudden, the pressure or that feeling I had disappeared.
Yeah.
So it's an experience that you cannot explain, but it is definitely
when something
here.
Happened.
If you
right.
could kind of interpret that push, would you say it was something just trying to guide you somewhere, or did it feel like it was trying to push you down?
No, it wasn't a pressure. Whatever it is, it was just something that moved me away, you know, like this, apparently she didn't want me, or whatever that was, it didn't want me there and pushed me out of the way. So there's no, what you call it, a bad or ill feeling about it. I still felt comfortable, but it's still odd when something like that happens.
Maybe they were just in a hurry to get to the bathroom.
Well, I'm not going to say anything in reference to, so I got probably surprised. So.
But, you know, it's just odd sometimes when I go upstairs appearing in the corner, I get goosebumps. You know, you just feel very uncomfortable. It's not like anything would happen.
Right.
Anything bad. It's just like I get goosebumps, you know, so.
Just the atmosphere in the air.
Yeah. Right.
Well, as my wife, I can respond to that also. So she has, I would say, special feelings of what's happening. You know, she has a feeling, it senses something that's going to happen. And a lot of times it does. So that what you call it, I don't explain what it is, but it is definitely, she has something that not everybody has, a certain feeling of expecting something that's supposed to happen
right.
in the future. Yeah.
Wow. Barbara, you have some questions?
I was just going to say that a lot of people have experienced, or a lot of people in haunted houses say that the stairs seem to be the most active, or where they get the most goosebumps, et cetera.
Definitely, it's in the stairways. And if you go up the stairs, sometimes you feel there's something moving or something acting. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely an odd feeling.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, well, that's pretty interesting. You guys don't like staying here after dark, do you?
I would never stay here by myself after dark. Never.
Well, I can only say that it won't bother me, because when I was a young person out in the woods, we played, cops and robbers and stuff like that. And you see ghosts and spirits or like that in trees, that you're imagining, that's how things like that. I never was afraid of anything like that. But when I was in here, it gives you an odd feeling that's different than when you see something as a kid.
Yeah.
So the experience is a little different.
Were those Germanic forests in which you were experiencing those?
No, it was just, I'm the type of person that can be scared very easily, with anything.
I wasn't saying about anything scary. I'm saying the forests to which you were referring, were they over here or over in Germany?
No, it was in Germany.
Okay, because Germany has got tons of things in the forests, like various fae folk and pixies and sprites and stuff.
Absolutely, yes. But, this is something that you experience, you grow up with it, and I don't develop a fear over something like that. But what I'm feeling here, what I felt here, let's say it that way, I did not have any ill feelings. I don't think it's a bad spirit that is up here. So it's definitely something good. It's not bad.
Wow.
Talk about the woods in Germany. I remember my grandmother and her sister and my mom used to sit around at nights and talk about all these spirits in the woods. I remember that as if it happened yesterday. Very, very interesting.
Wow.
Oh, that's a show right there.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Now, I know you guys don't know, but this is Barbara that's on here, Barbara Duncan.
Yes.
She lives in California, mm-hmm. around the San Francisco area. Mm-hmm. And Jeff is on here. You heard him talking.
Hello, hello.
He's in the Los Angeles area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now I have to ask, are there specific objects in the antique mall, or have you picked up any of these objects and actually felt anything associated with them?
Well, the only thing is I remember there was a military uniform hanging on the wall, and when the last time the people were here checking out some of the happenings in here, the responses were enormous at that uniform of a military from the war, but it was not really explainable why it had something to do with the past, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah.
They tend to hold on energy from the past, like
absolutely.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could feel that there was something, what you call electricity or vibes around that piece of uniform. So these are things that do happen. Otherwise, I don't know.
So when you guys are down here, do you ever hear like footsteps upstairs?
Absolutely,
or anything?
Yes.
All the time. All the time.
Not so much during the day, but when it gets close to 7 o'clock, all the time. And the reason we really know it is because I thought all the customers are gone and we still have some of them upstairs, but there's nobody in the mall. You know, all the people are out and we hear not just one person, more than one, like walking around upstairs.
It's unexplainable, definitely. It is,
and it's always
over in this corner over here.
This corner over here.
Hmm.
Never over, you know.
I wonder always there. I wonder if, Jana, mm-hmm. have you, because they were saying when they hear footsteps upstairs,
yeah.
it's usually always over here. Have you researched that for
anything? Well, that's where we got an EVP. That's Emily.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you know the name of one of the spirits.
Emily Strong is what we heard.
Emily Strong.
Yes. And I don't know, Lynn may be able to tell you what's going on tonight. We haven't talked to Emily lately, but we've talked to her several times.
Mm. Wow. So.
Now, what was going on the floor upstairs then? What was its purpose?
I don't know. We'll ask Lynn when she comes on. You guys know.
There are all kinds of stories going around, so I don't really know, you know.
I can explain one story that is we had experience. There was a young man that was in here and upstairs, and he came down very fast and explained, you know, there's something wrong upstairs. There's something moving. There's some people up or some spirits or whatever it is up there. And he ran out, and I thought, you know, I'm going to ask him and find out. So I went out to the door to talk to him. He was gone. I couldn't. He disappeared.
He disappeared that quick.
Completely. There was not a parking lot, not in front of the left, right, or around the corner of the building. He was gone.
Just
within
disappeared.
5 seconds.
Wow.
That scared me a little bit. You know, that was unexplainable, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Very interesting. You guys got any more stories about the place, then?
Not really. It's just always sort of the same thing. And I think different things happen to different people, you know.
That's possible.
And with the two of us, we always work together, and it's always seems
kind of
to be the same thing.
Maybe it's just the same spirits that keep communicating with you.
Now, have any of them talked to you?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
No, never.
No, I haven't had any experience of somebody talking to me. You feel like something is around you, the waves or something. That you feel a little
right, just the energy. You just feel the air.
There's something here,
mm-hmm.
and you can't explain it. And you look around, and then you think, well, is there anything here at all? You know, and then you feel a little bit, I don't know, but as soon as you move away from that area, that feeling is gone. So it is also probably locally in a certain areas more so than in other areas.
All right. Pretty interesting then. I guess you guys are wanting to get on with the ghost hunt.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get Lynn Bell in here.
Okay.
I'm not even going to try and take a break because we're going to have more people coming on.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
You guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Hold on just a minute.
I need to have them guests on their own.
Folks, if you visit the Facebook page, the Venice Antique Mall, it is really quite amazing. The photographs are incredible of the stuff that's in there. I'm looking at all sorts of stuff. Hint, hint, my birthday's coming up. Pocket watches.
Birthday's coming up, is it?
Pocket watches. But there's some incredible...
December's coming up.
Yes. There's some beautiful, beautiful antiques in here.
Oh, there is. I've walked around and looked at some. I said, man, I could get that, but no. I'd just be storing more stuff in the house, trying to get rid of stuff now. interesting place, though. So, I don't have any help with me tonight, so I can't get up and run and get people.
I'm just amazed.
Do you have a booth in here?
We do.
Both of you? You don't? Yep. Sure am. Why, do you want to talk? Did you want to talk? No?
Please.
This is my first time.
Your first time, huh? What they've done is they're holding the world's largest ghost hunt, and one of the events is being held here tonight with a group. So a lot of the people that has come in here, because it's a closed event, and the ones that are here are people who has booths in here. So they wanted to come in, be able to see exactly what went on in the ghost hunt and different things that. So that's why a lot of those people are here. And looks like there's somebody else. You can go ahead and let them in.
It'd be interesting to see if any of them think that the objects that they have in their booths are have attachments or are haunted.
So, well, that's pretty interesting then. That would be. And a lot of them shy. They don't want to talk on the radio, though. And Lynn's went back to the back, so I can't get a hold of her. So we get to talk for a few minutes then. So,
hello. Okay, so I found... Oh, there we go. Okay. So I found Jenna's Facebook, so I'll put that on the report. I found the Venice Antiques on Facebook, its website. So cool. Hooray. Got a nice posted little picture here of the National Ghost Hunting Day and all.
It'd be interesting to see exactly how much comes out of National Ghost Hunting Day.
And when I get one of them people up here, a matter of fact, if you get on there, they should have a link to where it's all being broadcast from. And what it is, there's, I forget how many places around the world right now is doing this one thing, and they're all linked back to a central location. So if one site starts having activity, they automatically go to that because it's broadcast live, not just speaking, but they got video. So you'll be able to see a lot of it. Just go to the National Ghost Hunt.
Are they live streaming?
Yeah, they'll be live streaming. You can get on there, and they'll be having people talk from all different places around the world.
Cool, because that is simply nationalghosthuntingday.com. So I'll have to go to that. I didn't see there was a streaming thing there.
There is a streaming thing. They should. Looks like somebody's got it listed on Oh, that's not it. So, but yeah, you should be able to get it on that site there.
So I hope they archive it like on YouTube or Vimeo or something.
I don't know if it'll be archived or not. The people that's actually the central command is here down in Germantown in Hamilton. So that's where the big main body is at.
So I'm guessing the idea behind National Ghost Hunt is the awareness of ghost hunting and introducing people to paranormal research.
To an extent, but from what I understand, the reason that they're saying it's a world is they have a set of questions and they want everybody to be asking those questions to see if they get the same responses at different places is what they're trying to do. You could be if you wanted to, but I don't see how everybody would be getting the same response. I mean, I don't think it would be the same spirit in every place. Could be, I guess. I don't know. But just some of the things that they're doing. They should have a list once you go to their main site of all the different places where the people...
Well, they do, yeah. They have the ghost hunting satellites, they call it, and map of locations and haunted places. But I'm not seeing anything about streaming video on the site.
There is a site, and I forget what the name of it is.
That would help.
And if you go to one of the, if you go to one of those places, they'll probably list what the link is for that.
You'd think, but it would be nice if they had it on their main website. I'm looking on their Facebook now. That's there. I don't know if that goes to the regular site.
So, let's see here. I don't see where Lynn's at. Okay. Hopefully we get listeners from a whole lot of other places in a little bit.
Ernie seems to have something.
Oh, yeah. So.
I'm trying to look up the questions.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember what the... Here, let me get one of these people here. And they'll be able to tell me. I got... Some of them, it's in the groups up here, but they're talking to somebody right now. So as soon as they get done, I'll see if they've got the address for the main place. So. When are you guys supposed to actually start investigating at 9? You're going to take them some through at 9? You're going to start at 10?
No, I don't know exactly what they're going to do. They're basically the leaders. We had a hard time setting the cameras up, so you can ask them and see exactly what we're supposed to do.
Okay. What time are you guys going to actually start investigating?
11 o'clock. There's 10 o'clock.
So you got time now to talk.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Is when it starts, and 11 o'clock will be another investigation.
Sit down. And we'll get you guys on headset.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to have headset on. And when you talk, you have to talk close to the mic.
Hello.
There he is.
All right, that's Jeffrey Gould. He's from Los Angeles.
Hello.
And we got Barbara Duncan. She's from San Francisco. Hi. Okay. Some of the things that the people's wanting to know is there's a central location, which is down in Germantown, that everything goes back to. Do you know what the website address where everybody is going to listen to all the shows? I mean, because...
Let's see. Is that thelargestghosthunt.com?
Oh, for the Facebook live session?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Largest Ghost Hunt on Facebook. Has the if you go to Facebook and enter hashtag Largest Ghost Hunt, all one word, it'll bring up the different sites.
That's right. Yes.
So they're
trying to find you guys now.
And if you go to nationalghosthuntingday.com/thehunt, there is a interactive Google map and a participating satellite database.
Yeah.
There you go.
And your homework.
They're good. That's why we got them. So what's the name of your group now?
We're the Paranormal Soul Seekers.
How long you guys been doing it?
Let's see, about a year and a half.
But you was someplace else before, wasn't you?
We belong to a group called Ohio Miami Valley Paranormal.
Okay.
And that dissolved, and then we began Paranormal Soul Seekers. Thought that was a cool name, so we went with that.
Nothing wrong with that. No. So you've been doing it with this one for about a year and a half.
Right.
But how long have you been actual?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Into the paranormal.
Yeah. Well, probably about 5 years.
About 5 years?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. How about you, Chrissy? How long?
I've been interested in it for a very long time. I really haven't done very much until we got with the other group. So it's probably about 5 years as actually being parts of groups.
Well, you guys got just a little ways to go yet. I've been show for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Matter of fact, it'd be 10 years, let's see, in November, won't it, Barbara?
It's good. Yeah, about that.
Yeah, just wow. About that. So this is your first time investigating here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I come in and investigated just me, Jana, and my son. I don't know. It's been 2 months ago, maybe a little more, when it was hot out. So they was running air conditioners full time. You could not get anything in here with the noise. And then the traffic, wow. It was just terrible. So we didn't really get too much. It was one place where we were sitting at. It wasn't too bad. And we was getting like a person trying to talk with us, but they was real soft and grumbly, and so we didn't really get a whole lot. But it's an interesting place, and if you have no heat, no air on, it's a good possibility you might be able to get a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah. So, Barbara, you guys got questions?
So what are your first impressions of the place?
There's definitely some hot areas. We walk around and we get some impressions. Would you say upstairs or downstairs a little bit more?
I would definitely go
upstairs. Upstairs? Yeah.
So what kind of equipment do you use?
We have recorders, camcorders. We like those a lot. Yeah. Voice box.
Yes.
We use that too at times.
We have K2 meters. We have a Mel meter.
And we have security cameras.
Yes.
About six of them.
About six of them. Well, those aren't necessarily cheap. But.
Oh, actually, we know that for sure.
So, what piece of equipment do you guys feel that you get the most response with, most evidence from?
Definitely just a recorder.
Just a recorder.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people has all kinds of these different toys is what I call them. I mean, they're good reference play with and
yes.
for fun, but a lot of it you can't get actual evidence to prove anything.
Exactly.
Whereas a voice recorder, when they say something, you got it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I like. I do investigations, but I don't have a lot of equipment. I got voice recorders. I do have a K2 meter, but they're only good to see if there's wall outlets and stuff that's giving off too much stuff, you know. So to me, I stick with my recorder, and that's the best evidence that I get.
Yeah, it's definitely a good piece to use, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and usually when I go in, I'll put a recorder in one room and maybe somewhere else, and then I carry one with me. And then you can go back, and after you've been questions in the different rooms and you leave that room, the recorder is still there. Yeah. And you get a chance to pick stuff up.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good way to do it.
Yeah, they're also really sensitive.
Yes.
A person could say something that's 30 or 40 feet away.
And it'll pick it up.
It'll pick it up.
Yeah. Easily, yes. Uh-huh. So, Barbara, Jeff, you guys got questions now? I'll stop.
I'm looking at the map. I'm trying to where you are here in relation to, say, Lexington or Cincinnati. Are you north, south? Where is Ross?
Ross is between Cincinnati and Hamilton.
All right, so I saw Hamilton a minute ago. Because it doesn't seem to be coming up in the map.
Well, it's not on a main thoroughfare. It's a state route or something like that, 148, something like that. Yeah, it's not too far from the Ohio-Indiana border. So it's pretty close. If you
Somerset,
to see Ross, it might even be listed as Venice on the map still, maybe. I don't know.
Well, there's Hamilton area.
Hamilton is...
There's Ross. I got you. I found you. You're southeast. You're southwest of Hamilton. All right. So it's mentioning the Antique Mall, trying to see if I can get into any streaming-y stuff. Oh, it's just sending me to the site, isn't it?
Well, it may not be started yet, so they don't.
Oh, here's Watch Live Stream. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. Yeah, they probably not.
Soul Seekers.
Yeah. So, they,
Are they still with us on the headsets, or have they left?
No, they're still here.
Oh, I had asked earlier when they weren't on. Are the streaming you're going to do tonight be archived on like YouTube or on Facebook or where?
We're trying to go on Facebook with it. I'm not sure how to do YouTube or anything like that just yet, but we're going to try Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, if you record it, you got to make it over into a video file.
Yeah.
Put it on that way. I have a few of my shows done that way, but it takes it so long to go from audio to make it over into a video when it's not really a video, it's just audio.
Yeah.
But they won't let you just do it like that, so you got to make it into a video file format to put it up there. So, yeah. So, you got, what, 5 members of your team?
I don't think that they're all here.
4 of us here, and there's 3 more.
Yeah, we have.
Not here. Or there's 4 of us here, and 3 more that is not here.
Okay, so everybody that's here, how long have you guys been into the paranormal?
With them for 5 years as well, since they started.
We're all family, so we've been in it about all the same
about time. The same time.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty good. So then, where some of the places you guys have went and investigated?
We went to Waverly Hills at one time.
Yay!
Yeah, it's a great place.
Yes.
We did the Post Town Elementary.
Yeah.
What else?
To Rosemont Plantation down in Tennessee with a group of guys who are actually on TV, the Ghost Asylum, Tennessee Wraith Chasers.
Wraith Chasers, yeah.
Yes, we've been to the Rosemont Plantation with them. We've been to We've been to Old War Memorial Hospital with them and Grant from Ghost Hunters. What was the...
We went to the Palace Theater.
Palace Theater down in Gallatin, Tennessee.
And we like to do cemeteries, so we've done a lot of local cemeteries. Yes. There's a big cemetery called Spring Grove.
Yeah.
That's gigantic and beautiful.
Yeah.
It's hard to resist that place.
But you do that in the daytime, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we behave ourselves.
Bar.
Yeah, we go in.
Well, you have to go in at night only to the ones that are wrong.
Yeah, we make sure. Yeah, we make sure we're allowed to do that. Yeah.
There's an old Bethel cemetery in East Fork Lake. Yeah, we go in there. I believe they're open till 11 o'clock.
Now, Barbara goes to cemeteries a lot, don't you, Barbara?
During the day.
She photographs everything. So. Yes. Yeah,
she, I love taking pictures.
And that's what she does. Yeah. So, I've been to Waverly maybe three times, but that was back when Para X was owned by Dave, and he would have things set up where we would go as Para X with them. So he's no longer with us. So. We don't do that anymore.
The video, and yeah, that was fun.
Right, he would do video there and live video, and it was a lot of fun when he would do it. Because Parex had a lot of followers, and they would all go down there to go. I do a lot of going to Gettysburg every year. Followers that go over there, because I go over and do my show, and then we investigate some stuff and do things like that.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, I think it might be unlocked. I'm sorry,
you have to. No, I've done Post Town. I'm good friends with Daryl. You've been to Waverly Hills.
Yes.
I'm sorry, not Waverly Hills.
Post Town Elementary and.
What's that place over in Newcastle? Hillview Manor. That's what it is.
We haven't been there, but I've never been about
there.
It.
Oh, Hillview Manor is great. Y'all would love that. Yeah. Especially if you have sensitives that can see things. They see nurses going up and down the hall all the time.
Wow.
I'm not a sensitive. I don't see things like that. So, but yeah, that's a lot of stuff like that. Yeah. There's some good places there. I do a lot of like private places.
Uh-huh.
And like coming here to this. I mean, it's not private, but it's not something that's on the beaten path to where you got groups coming in by the dozen to do something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily trodden down. You get to go in and be friendly with the spirits and stuff, you might say. Mm-hmm. Some people don't like to do that. So you guys are going to start about the, 10?
Yeah, something going on at 9:30. I forget if there's something.
I think something about a presentation.
You have a lot of people who has booths in here that's come in to see how things are done. So you're probably going to be showing them and talking to them and telling them about how to investigate stuff.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You guys got any questions here? I'm not taking up the whole time.
I know. I just wanted to get your names. One was Chrissy, I believe.
Yes, I'm Chrissy.
Chrissy Mandeville, I would guess.
Yes.
Okay, and the gentleman is?
David.
What's your last name?
David Mayville.
You guys know each other?
Oh, you're okay.
This is my husband.
Yeah, I got it. All right. Well, I write up a report, and I'm just going to credit you and all that. So.
we do a podcast of our show. I mean, it goes up, it'll be on Podomatic. Our website, you can go to it and still listen to it because it feeds over to our website. And Jeff does a write-up on the whole show, synopsis of the whole show, and he posts it on our Paranormal View page.
Ah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. And it's called, is it on your
post? It's called theparanormalview.com. Yeah, okay. That's our regular website.
Okay.
Yeah. And we broadcast over Para X, which is right here, in case you didn't see. There's a bunch of people here talking to you.
Oh, okay. Wow, look at all that.
So, yeah, they'll be asking questions, but that's not all the people. Barbara, where do we have listeners at tonight?
Tonight they're coming in from the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Israel, Australia, and unknown.
Yeah, we can do that.
Well,
they're supposed to check
whatever
for instruction.
Have you seen Lynn Bell?
Yeah, she's. We got some stuff going on.
Oops.
You got some what?
Oops. Yeah, and it's upstairs on the stairway. The basement's really.
They're saying there's a whole bunch of video already.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome.
So.
So we're going to
have to just use phones. So, yeah. Well, I got to fix the lights. That's really
important that I get the lights figured out. Yeah. Need to get them in. So, Henry, how many people would you say are there right now? I would say there's probably 15, 16 people, maybe more. What do you estimate people in here as? Because I know they're scattered around. They're all walking around looking at all the different booths and everything.
I think there's supposed to be about 15, maybe 16.
About 15 of those, plus the five of you, yeah. Plus Lynn and Jana. So I would say there's going to be about 20 people all together.
And how many square feet is the place?
Oh, gosh. We'll have to ask Jana that.
Yeah.
It's, you got the base.
It's like a mall. Yeah.
Well, it's a big building. You got the basement, you got this floor, you got and the floor above it. So there's three floors, but it's a huge building.
And those are
so
wood floors, right? Wood floors.
What? Yes.
And squeaky.
Yeah.
Wood floor. Yes. I want to thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right. So Janet has gone to go get Lynn, so Lynn can come and talk with us. And there is people wandering around. You'll probably hear some talking in the background. Not much I can do about that. So.
Oh, we can hear them. It just sounds like you're in a little. I mean, it's very distant.
Well, that's good then. That's good.
But it gives an ambience.
Okay. So.
And then just keep looking up at the ceiling and make sure that lost doll isn't crawling across it.
Or that, or the Babadook crawling across the ceiling, or. Many other movie creatures.
If what it looked like, it might be sitting next to me or something. this place is immense. I mean, you got stairs that goes up, stairs that goes down, different rooms.
That's usually what they do, Henry.
Yeah, but I mean, you walk through another room and you might have another stair going either up or down. But not to the same area.
Was it a place designed by the Winchester family? Or
no idea, but I mean, this place is humongous. So just remember, at one time, they had a restaurant in here. The ball.
Tavern.
Yeah. And then they had a dance floor upstairs. They had bowling alleys downstairs along with pool tables. And in the early days, a small town, this place still seen a lot of business, so they would come from a lot of different areas to be able to do that. And so there was all kinds of things going on where people would get hurt, fights, and whatever.
And in the days before acoustic paneling, so that must have been a lively place. You could probably hear it for miles.
Possible. Now, the ceilings has got them metal tile things up there. So it kind of acts like buffering so it doesn't reverberate through the whole place, sounds like. Because you can hear people talking, but it's not rumbling. So, of course, then again, some of it's probably insulated by now. Carrying on. Hello. Put your donation here.
Okay. Nice.
Well, I tried to get something and couldn't.
Yeah, really?
Let's see. We still got quite a few people in a chat room. I hope everybody's having a good time. And interesting place. I haven't taken any pictures, but my camera's out in the truck, so I'm not going to do that.
You're not having anyone take your photo while you're sitting there doing the show?
I'm sure somebody probably has, but they've done it on their phones or something, and it's people I don't know, so I'm not going to go break their arm to get it. So, because I got my banner up in the front here, so they're all stopping and taking pictures of it.
Okay, so can we break down the people that are there? How many of them are experienced ghost hunters? How many of them are staff? And how many of them are people just interested?
Jana is the owner, and she has been on a couple investigations with me here. Well, I guess one. But she's also been with other people that comes in to do investigations here. None of her staff is ghost hunters or investigators. None of the people who has booths here are investigators. A lot of them is here just to see if what it's like, what investigators do. So it's their first time. They're going to have a talk in a little bit, and the people's going to teach them and tell them what they do and what goes on, how to do it, and okay. Stuff like that.
So it's probably about a third. So,
not to stand between you and the door.
Do what, Barbara?
About a third of the people are somebody that has experienced ghost hunting.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
So is Paranormal Soul Seekers the only group there, or is there another group as well?
No, they were the only group to come in because this one is a closed investigation.
Right.
And that's why it's just them and then the people who has booths in here that wanted to come in. Now, a lot of the other places that are holding it, they sold tickets and then all the proceeds goes to the location where they're doing it at.
Do you know any of the other vendors? Spending as well apart from you?
No. They're all away from me, so I have no idea. So it's just me talking to you, so
there you go.
They've gone to find Lynn so she can come up here and talk with me. I did talk with Lynn a little bit when she first got here. She is no longer working on Saturdays, so she said she will gladly like to be able to go with me when I go travel to do a radio show so she can go help.
Yay.
So that'll be good. I'll have somebody help me set up and break down and ask questions and stuff like that, you might say. So it's just a quarter after, so we still got a little time. Is there anything?
Okay, so now while we're in a dead spot, so to speak, Henry, can you explain what you've experienced at that ball in past investigations?
Oh, well, I've only investigated one time, actually twice. I did a walkthrough with Jana and Tiffany was actually describing a lot of stuff about the place. But when we were here, like I said, you couldn't get anything on audio hardly because the air conditioners were real loud. Every now and then it got cool enough to where they would shut off for 10-15 minutes, but we still wasn't getting much. But there was one area where we was at and sitting down. It was kind of relatively quiet. And Tim was picking up somebody talking to him as he was asking questions. We even went back to that same spot a couple of different times, but we couldn't get any real clear audio with it. So you want to talk more? You want to talk more? I got two. You get on there. There's two headsets, two microphones. So we got with us Jana and Lynn. And Lynn, you have to talk up close to the microphone. So, of course, you got Jeff and Barbara with us.
Hello.
So you know them.
Yes.
So, close. Okay.
This is not video, so who's talking?
Lynn.
Hi.
Oh, Lynn, hello again.
And Jana.
Hi.
Took you a while. Is my voice taking that long to get there?
Preoccupied.
Yeah.
See something?
Just asking before about the square footage of that place.
Oh my goodness. If Skip was here, he could tell you the exact square footage because we have an addition that's been put on in the back, and that adds quite a bit to it. And that area has never been really active, but evidently it is now. Yeah, so square footage wise, oh man, I don't know. I would say it's pretty big. Maybe 3,000 square feet, maybe more, maybe bigger, maybe much bigger.
Yeah, it's bigger than that at least.
And there's probably what, 1,000 square feet of floor?
At least more, because you got three floors.
Yeah.
I would
4,500.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a big building and the ceilings are very high. They're probably 14 feet.
Yeah.
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the dance floor area, the ceiling goes all the way to the rafters. So it's quite immense. The windows are really cool. They're probably 5 feet high. And they go all the way around the building. On each
are those
floor.
Original glass? So it would be lead based, right?
It's all original.
Nice.
And their windows open up, not raised up. They're split in the middle, and they open that way.
Yeah.
Kind of like a German style building.
Yeah.
And so you would have your own security camera systems, I assume, that you would be watching those as well, or have you?
We have Guardian Protection, and they actually watch them for us. And I've been woke up several times with the alarms going off in the basement. And they can go off in the basement unless somebody comes through the front door, and the front door has motion detectors on it. So the officers have been here several times and haven't been able to catch anything. Yeah.
Wow.
So. Now that would be
go ahead, Lynn.
Now, Lynn, you've investigated here with TriOps.
Right.
Okay. When you came in with TriOps, what were some of the things that you found to be active in here?
Oh, it's a very, very, very active place. It's a place that I love. I love places that are very active. First of all, when you come in, you see an area that is like a mirror and stained glass along this like wooden frame.
That's where the bar was.
The bar, yeah. Uh-huh. And every time I went past that, I would get like a different error from like the 1920s and people dancing like the Charleston, and then I would be in the same area a little later on in the evening, and it would be more like people singing and in a band and people dancing, probably I would say like the 1940s, somewhere around there. And then I would come through again and there would be the soda pop and the jukebox playing and people dancing like, you know, the, I forget what they called it, the swing kind of like.
Yeah.
You know, the jitterbug.
Right. Yeah.
So that was really interesting. The last time we were here, and he's not here tonight, and I understand that the jacket that I had attributed to him has been sold, but there was also a German soldier named Wilhelm who gave us some great evidence. We would ask him questions, and not only was he answering me, which I could hear him, but he was also letting the other team see his presence by lighting up the K2 meters and crossing rods. We had two sets of rods that night with two different people holding them, and they would both cross at the same time and part at the same time. So he was amazing to talk to, some of the best evidence.
Would this have been a World War One or Two soldier?
World War Two. Yeah. And he was just really amazing. Then, of course, there's the steps. And when I got on the steps, I got very dizzy, almost like I was going to black out. Not because of anything sinister there, but just it was almost like somebody trying to get my attention. And I got an image of a woman, young, very attractive, and she was dressed in kind of like a black and white, something like a maid's outfit or a server's outfit. And I learned from her that she was carrying a baby out of wedlock, and she had confronted the baby's father, and he had pushed her down the stairs and caused her death. And his presence can still be felt upstairs as well. So that's one of the most active places. In fact, tonight, every time I go up and down the stairs, she would let me know that she's there with that kind of like that dizzying feeling. But like I say, there's nothing at all negative about her. There's also up at the, on the third floor, there's a bunch of interesting spirits. There's in a book area, there's like a woman who you could tell that she loves books. And then I also pricked up on a preacher in the same room, which is kind of funny because Jana said that another psychic who had came through had picked up on him earlier. And I didn't pick up on him the first time I was here, but I did get him this time. So it's a very active place. On the lower level, we got kind of a kindly old lady and a young boy. We think he might have been a pin setter back when there was a bowling alley down on the lower level there. And he's still there. So I'm looking forward to tonight's investigation. It's an amazing place.
Now, I brought two sets of dowsing rods for you. Have you tried to use those yet?
Yes.
Any success?
Yes. My son's with me tonight, and he just, right before I came to talk to you, he was using them with very good success.
Well, that's good. Is it the first time he's done that?
He's used them before, yeah. And he kind of, in a way, he's got the same gifts as I do. He tries to stifle his, and tonight he came with me, and he says, hey, can I just kind of just look in and just to see what it's like? I'm like, sure, come on in, you know. And then he looks around for a little bit. He's like, would it be okay if I stayed? He asked Jana, can I stay? And she's like, sure, you can stay. So this is the first time that he's actually embraced what he can do too. And so it's kind of a neat moment for me also, because he's picked up on a couple of things that I would have probably missed had he not been here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting. Yeah. And how old is he?
He's going to be 15 soon.
Okay.
Time has flown by. November 1st.
And he's a famous dancer, right?
He's going to be. That's his goal, is to be the world's greatest and most renowned dancer. And he's very talented. He could very easily
achieve that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good. So what are you going to be doing? Have you already done what they was wanting you to do, walk through and tell them where the spirits are at? Or
Not really, because there's a lot of familiar spirits here and some new ones, and we're just right now trying to figure out what we want to do with the new ones, if they would want to be bothered by people, or should we just ignore them and make them... There's a couple that I'm going to try to make leave, because I just don't think that they need to be here.
Yeah. How much of the spirits that are here do you think is attached to something that is in here, people's brought in to sell?
A lot. In fact, Jane, I had me go over and look at a piece of furniture with a marble top, beautiful piece. And when I touched it, I got the residual energy of a mother and her baby and the love that she had for that baby as she was humming to it. And it was just such a beautiful, beautiful feeling, because to feel that love and that bond between mother and baby.
Now, triops, they folded, didn't they?
Not really folded.
Sorry.
Everybody kind of got different interests and got very busy in life. So it's not that we actually folded. I'm quite sure if, especially in like an emergency situation, we could still pull a team together.
Yeah.
But it's something that I miss, because it's not anything that we do on a regular basis anymore. A lot of the places we investigated are no longer in business or have changed ownership. And it's kind of sad, because I, especially this time of year, I always looked forward to
being able to go like to the Halloween bash thing that they had at Ryan's.
Right. Yep, yeah. The witch's ball.
Yeah, I was very sad to see that Ryan had to sell the place.
Yeah.
His health just wouldn't let him keep on. So, but have you heard anything about the place? If maybe they're still having problems there?
Oh, they definitely are. I know I talked to somebody from Triops who had eaten there, and she asked if they have had any experiences, and absolutely. But apparently the owners have like a different attitude.
They kind of keep it hushed and
right.
Don't want to talk about it.
They don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of restaurants I've been in Hamilton. There's another one that I would have loved to been able to investigate, because it was always just like very active every time I went there. But yeah, it's sad. But yeah, from what I heard, the gang's still all there at Ryan's. They're... Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I know a few of them, or the people that used to work there, they've all got different jobs other places.
Right.
They didn't keep any of the people.
I haven't been there since...
Well, I mean, that's just what I heard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been there.
I don't think there's too many from Ryan's left around. Yeah. But I've been meaning to go back in there. I did stop in briefly, and I don't think they were even yet quite opened for the public. But I stopped in at the Pumpkin Festival last year, just to see how they had changed it and everything. And I know that one of the spirits was definitely not very happy about the new owners.
Really?
And yeah, oh, he was very...
Wow.
I had to laugh at him. Of course, he never really cared for any management.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He looked at himself as the boss. He owned the place.
Oh.
It was his place. And he didn't like any other males in authority at all.
Wow. Well, I'm not talking the whole...
Alpha ghost.
The what, Jeff?
More like an alpha ghost.
An alpha ghost.
Alpha ghost, yeah. Exactly. Very much an alpha ghost.
Barbara, you got questions?
Actually, I do. Lynn, you were talking before about the spirit of the young woman who was pushed down the stairs.
Yes.
And that the gentleman was there as well.
Yes.
Do you think, is it possible for a ghost to haunt another ghost?
He's most definitely haunting her. I take it in life, they did not have a very solid, good relationship. I think he was very abusive to her in life. And unfortunately, even in death, he's still the same tormentor. He's not really as much in physical contact with her now, but he still looms over her. She's kind of stays around the stair area, and he always stays right at the top of the stairs. kind of looking down, and he never really goes too much further than an arm's reach from the stairs. And he just feels like a bully.
Wow.
He feels like one of those that you want to, if you could smack him, you'd want to smack him.
So even in the ghost world, there's stalkers.
Yes.
Lovely.
So can ghosts from one time period interact with ghosts in other time periods?
That's a good question. I've seen it both ways. I've seen some spirits are aware that the other spirits are there and they can interact with them. I've also had experiences where the spirits didn't even have any idea that there was other spirits around them. That's mostly when there's a situation of like maybe there's the elemental spirits and the human spirits, and the human spirits cannot see the elemental. I'm seeing both, and I'm like, hey, do you see this guy over there? And they're like, no, what are you talking about? I don't see anybody else. And so they're kind of, but most of the time, if you're talking about two human spirits, they can interact with each other, even though that they are from a different era.
Really? So I'm sure then with all the spirits that are here, some of them's probably interacting with each other.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now,
how over
I know,
a period of time does it become more like they have their own family, their own type of social life in the place?
Yeah. They do, and it's really kind of interesting to watch that dynamic, because it's very much just like it would be in the living situation, in life. You've got some of the ghosts who are really close. I know, like in Ryan's, for example, there was Antoinette, who was very good friends with Pearl, and you had Balls, who really did not like any of the other male spirits there. You had Henry, the spirit, who he would kind of stay to himself. And not really, it wasn't that he disliked the other spirits, but he just was more of the quiet type. And then you had, I forgot his name, Stanley, who always liked to stalk around the living women's restroom and was known to get fresh with some of the women in the ladies' room. So yeah, there's different social organizations, just like people have different personalities. Spirits have their own personalities. Most of them don't really change too much. If they were a happy-go-lucky person in life, then once they pass, their spirit is still going to be very social and congenial.
So I wonder, the reason I was asking is, if a group came in there and tried to bully or provoke one of them, do you think that as a social unit, they would all start to get on their case? The provoker's case.
It would mostly be, you have some that would be more than likely to get angry, but it's... when you provoke a spirit, it's more likely the more aggressive ones in life that are really going to get physical. In Ryan's, I know just trying to communicate with some of the less friendly spirits there that a couple of our team members got attacked. One of our team members got attacked at the Elijah Morgan Mansion, and that was surprising, but that was a situation where one team member was trying to provoke a spirit, and the spirit took it out on another team member. But yes, they definitely, if they, especially if they were more aggressive in life, they're going to be more likely to fight back. But yes, they know if another one's being tormented or antagonized, and the ones that with a sense of justice will make their presence known too.
Sort of a protective group.
Right.
So, just to let everybody know now, that Lynn is going to be able to be free, and she can travel with me sometimes when I go to different places to do my show.
That would be awesome.
Because Kat don't travel with me anymore, so...
She just had her baby.
Well, yeah, but she's not even with us anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
We can make Lynn an honorary member here, and she can travel and help me set up and help me break down and help me talk and all the good stuff. So
you'll have to teach me about all the wires. I'm not very
That's not
good
hard
with all the wires, but
That's not hard anymore.
So, I could learn.
So, but which is good. And when and if I do get investigation set up and you want to go, that's fine too.
That would be incredible.
Of course, you've already been on some with me.
Yeah.
You went out to the Preble County Historical Society with me.
Right.
Excellent place out there, isn't it?
Oh, I loved it.
It's very active. You got some stuff out there. Matter of fact, we did it last night. We even was in the log cabin too. And I didn't go over to the barn again. I didn't go to the back over to the exhibition hall. Mm-hmm. They have redone the exhibition hall now.
Oh, wow.
So you go in there, it's really clean, doesn't smell anymore. There's no high-pitched noise from all the humidifiers. It's quiet. You can go in there and actually ask questions, and you'd be able to get something.
Wow.
So I haven't got to do that yet. Today, last weekend, they had the grand opening just for the people who donated.
Mm-hmm.
Today they had the grand opening for the public.
That's nice.
So yeah, it was a real, real nice place.
Yeah, that was an awesome experience, especially hearing that native pan flute.
Yes.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
And you wasn't with me when I went out there. I think it was just me and Misty and Carrie, who usually goes to Gettysburg a lot with us. She come over and spent the weekend with me and Patsy, and we went out to the barn, and that's where it got real quiet, and we'd been hearing like somebody talking in the far end of the barn, like underneath the loft.
Uh-huh.
And it got real quiet, and I asked a question. I said, you know, we thought we heard you trying to communicate. I said, can you walk across the loft? Because there wasn't nothing up there from where we were standing. You see the whole loft and nothing there. And all of a sudden, you hear someone start walking across the loft.
Oh, wow.
And we heard it. It wasn't just on the recorder. We heard it.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So, but you hear a lot of the people that I've been out there with says you hear talking, and not just there, but like on the outside, picks up voices from a long way off.
Uh-huh.
And I know there's houses that are around, but I don't know if it's picking up them, or like you were saying, the Native Americans, would it pick up them talking and stuff?
Should, yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah,
but wouldn't you think that the fans or the other equipment in there, if it's a static noise, creates kind of a white noise, and can you pick up anything from that?
That's a good thought. Yeah, white noise can definitely help spirit communication.
And you have a lot of ceiling fans in here,
right,
too.
Right. I mean, it sounds kind of odd in a way, because you think it would block it. They actually use that to communicate through. I know I had a white noise machine in my room just so I turned it on at night because I didn't want to hear other TVs or noise from people still up in my house. And I noticed during that time that there was a lot more spirit activity, even more than what I normally get. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I realized, okay, the white noise machine, they're trying to communicate and use that as a tool to do it. So, yeah, it's kind of odd, but yes, yeah, that is a good thing.
I keep wondering if it's if using air conditioning or a fan or even an air filter that has that hissing noise, just putting a voice recorder next to it to see if that helps, like almost like a spirit box, but not really.
Right. Right.
So there you go, Henry.
I hear you.
Try it.
Don't stop. Don't stop on me. I'm trying to type. I can't type and talk at the same time. I thought you knew that by now.
Well, I find it interesting, Lynn, because the couple that was talking before also has had experiences on stairs. And that seems to be a really active place. Well, anywhere you go to, stairs seem to be more active than most. And I guess it's just the activity and the exertion needed to go up and down.
Right.
But is there, like, is there any other reasons other than, well, people trip and fall downstairs, but is there any other reason why stairs would be more active than other places?
I think that that probably would be because a lot of emotion goes up and down the stairs. It's like kids at Christmas time running downstairs to see their presents, or somebody coming home from work and their loved ones running down the stairs to meet them. Or, you know, on the negative side, maybe, you know, a soldier, a widow getting a knock at the door and they've come to tell her that her husband has passed away in war, falling down the stairs. I know I had a family member who had me come along to a house that they were interested in buying just to see if I picked up on anything. And the only thing I got, I said, something, it's not really a ghost, it's a residual energy. But I said, something terrible happened on the stairs. Either somebody fell down and got seriously hurt, or somebody received the worst news of their lives on the landing of the stairs. I said, so don't be surprised if you don't get something every once in a while, like a feeling of sadness or, you know, negativity from it. I said, I don't get an actual communicating being, but there is definitely something that happened on the stairs. So they went ahead and they bought the house, and they would here sometime they would both be woken up by the sound of like a horrible thud down the stairs. And a lot of times they had a young grandchild at the time who would stay with them, and they would like run down the stairs in panic, thinking that she had gotten up and it had fallen down the stairs and there would be nothing there. So apparently what I was picking up on was that had somebody had fallen down the stairs at one time. But I think stairs are just like a huge bunch of emotion and anticipation, and I think that's what, that's a good question. But you're right, there are a lot of active staircases. That's probably the best reason I could think of.
Well, let me ask you then about, I know you can clear an active haunt area. What do you do about clearing residual energy like that?
I've never really tried to clear residual energy. It's definitely different. I can tell the difference. Residual just kind of like plays itself over and over and over like a tape recorder. In fact, I've heard of other paranormal teams who've actually had encounters with residual spirits of people who were still living. They hadn't even passed on. In fact, one of the cases was a woman who had somehow repressed the abuse that she had as a child. And when she inherited her parents' house, she would see the image of a little girl running down the stairs screaming and banging at the door to get out. And the investigators caught that also. They got the same thing. They got evidence of it. But it turns out that it really wasn't a spirit that had died. It was just the residual energy of her as a child, seeing herself as a child, and all those repressed memories from what she experienced. Wow.
So it kind of has to play itself out, sort of. I was thinking of that energy that you're talking about, that, you know, the sorrow that comes with bad news, etc., and imprinting itself as a psychic, whether or not, I don't know whether smudging would help or not. Or you just fill it with other types of energy, Reiki energy or whatever to help lessen the impact it has on the living.
That would be a good idea. Like I say, it's never anything that I've tried to and successfully have gotten rid of negative entities that are able to communicate, but I've never been asked to try to rid an area of a negative residual energy. So, yeah, that would be something interesting to try sometime. Do you fill it with positive energy, or is it just going to keep playing itself out regardless? That's a really interesting question.
Speaking of stairs, would maybe it also be like going from one level to a different level in the spirit world?
That's an interesting point too. Yeah. Interesting thought.
Like a portal, like a mirror, Henry?
Yeah, just like going from one level in the world to another level, kind of, maybe, because it either goes up or goes down.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
as our final words would be achievement on
achievement what, Fred?
On achievement unlocked. That's a gaming reference. Leveling up.
Oh,
I've heard of level up.
Possible, but I mean, maybe a spirit can travel from one area to another going that way is mm-hmm. what I'm trying to
right.
to say.
Right.
Not just going up and down stairs to first floor, second floor, but mm-hmm. spirit-wise.
Yeah, trying to gain higher.
Well, not necessarily having to gain something, mm-hmm. but just a portal kind of going from one to another area.
Right.
Yeah. That's just a thought.
It's a really good thought.
So,
okay, Lynn, have you been around the dolls yet, and are they creepy?
I ought to put my son on and let you hear his experience about dolls. He hates dolls. I think they're the coolest thing in the world. The creepier, the better.
Oh, not me.
I have bought dolls deliberately because they were creepy. I have bought dolls home because I know that they have a spirit attached with them. Which really makes my son angry. In fact, there's this one little baby doll that I bought from a thrift store, and there was an old woman that was associated with her, and she said, please take care of her. So I bought the doll, and she actually, her eyes are painted, but she will blink. Noah and I have both seen her blink.
Really?
And he's like, someday, Mom, that doll is going to really cause us problems. But I love dolls.
Does it have a bracelet around its waist or something?
Nope.
Just make sure you don't get one like that, because if it comes off, you'll see it running around on the floor.
But I think I bought these dolls from an estate sale one time that have real human hair and real human eyelashes. And again, my son just absolutely thinks they are the most terrifying things. In fact, we did a statement last night, or not last night, about a while ago. We got my spirit box out and we put all of the dolls on one of the chairs, and we turned the spirit box on, and we asked questions and see if we got any answers.
Was you getting any answers?
We got some answers, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But, yeah,
We have with us now, Noah.
I was just going to say, it sounds no worse than having a bunch of Furbies together.
Do you like... you're on the show. Do you like the
I'm
dolls?
I'm on the show. Well, you know.
We're talking about your favorite dolls.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely my favorite. Can't stand them.
Can't stand them.
Yeah.
Well, should we tell them that we were told that there's a doll lost in that place that nobody can find?
Well, it's missing. It's not lost. It's...
Wow!
Oh, just look for footprints.
Oh,
yeah, that's one of the first things that she told us.
Wow.
They have a doll that's come up missing and they don't know where it went.
Maybe that's that negative feeling that you get in that one.
Oh, boy. Really had to tell me that. And surprisingly, I didn't get my like phobia of dolls from watching movies like Annabelle or Chucky. I really don't know how I got it. It's just a natural, you
know. Is it actually a phobia or is they just creepy? Because I'm not afraid of them, but there are times I'm like, oh, yeah, that's weird and creepy.
It's a phobia for me. I can't even one without getting a little bit nauseous even.
Yeah, he'll back away from them. I always tease him that we should take him to the Bell nursing home because they have the haunted doll collection there, supposedly.
Yeah.
He's like, no, thank you.
Well, have you seen photos of the Clown Hotel motel out in, what is it, Nevada or something?
Yes. No, we haven't seen.
It is Nevada. Yeah, there, not only is it very haunted, it's across the street from an ancient Old West cemetery. And Zach Baggins has been there, and he's terrified of clowns. So not only is it all clowns, but they're clown dolls.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Oh,
and, of course, since Zach Baggins is terrified of anything that moves, he was in there with the IR, and there's this life-size doll sitting in a chair, and its hand just happens to drop off its leg onto the ground called gravity. And he freaks out and runs away, and he pointed out he had extreme color phobia. But all I can think of is, what if somebody hated clowns and dolls?
Yeah.
They had some really weird, creepy clown dolls in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care for anything too much creepy.
I always tell Noah, I said, someday when I get wealthy enough, we'll take you for a vacation to the Island of the Dolls. He's like,
oh,
no.
In Mexico? Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
Wow. No, that's okay. You can get wealthy all you want. I'm not going.
And, I'm with you, Henry. Yeah.
And the Bell Nursing Home is no longer, I don't think.
Aw.
The last time I was there, it was very run down. They had all kinds of water leaks. Everything was mold and mildew, and you didn't even want to go down the hallways. So the woman who owned it, she doesn't post anything about it anymore. And last I heard, she was trying to sell a place. Mm-hmm. I think what happened was nobody would buy it, so she just had to let it go because they wasn't making any money. She didn't have money to fix it up with.
Right.
So as far as I know, it's not an active, I'm not saying it's not active, but it's not an active place that you can go to investigate.
Oh,
anymore.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. I will. Kind of hoping to get there someday. Well,
you never been there?
No, I've never been.
Oh, I've been there, I don't know, 3 or 4 times.
Huh.
So, yeah, well, it is very interesting.
If they still have their haunted doll collection and they don't have anybody to take it.
Don't you even think about it. Just back off and don't even think about it right now, I swear.
Wow.
Don't you even think about it. Not even for a second. Don't just stop. Don't.
Very, very interesting place, though. I used to get a lot of EVPs and stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Very creepy. I mean, you could stand in one place, and because when they bought the place, they left everything there. I mean,
wow.
All the beds. All the equipment, they just pulled everything out. I mean, they just left. They left everything there. So you could stand at the nurse's station and down the hall, you'd hear a whoosh, whoosh, or somebody's opening the curtain up around the bed and closing it back.
Wow.
When you sit there and you would hear that stuff.
That is cool.
They would go down there and check it because they would have the curtain marked on the floor. It'd be in the same place, wouldn't be moved at all.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Somebody in chat room asked if you've ever seen Robert the Doll yet.
Ooh.
What was that?
Robert the Doll. Have you seen it?
No.
Well, you know of Robert, though, right?
No.
You've never
heard of Robert the Doll?
Oh,
my God. You got to get down to Florida. He is one of the most famous haunted dolls, like, ever. He's got his own websites and Facebooks. He's a very weird-looking... I don't know what he must have looked like when he was in mint condition. But apparently, back in the 1800s, his owner, he was given to a child, and it's been hinted that possibly the maid that gave him this doll was into voodoo and stuff, and that people on the street would walk by this famous house, and Robert would sit in a chair by himself looking out over the thing, and people would see him moving on his own.
Oh, wow.
And if he would, people would be in the house by themselves, and they'd hear little childlike footsteps running around upstairs, but he would sometimes be in different places. And when things went bad, the boy, who's also, I believe, also named Robert, said no. So now, not only is he on display in a museum, he has his own little lion doll in his lap, but you're not supposed to take his photo without his permission. There is an entire wall of letters of people who have been tourists begging him to forgive them for taking his photo because their life's going to, you know, a tailspin.
Wow.
It's like you get cursed if you take his photo without his permission.
Oh, my goodness.
And nope. And Marla, our wonderful Marla Brooks, had the curator of the museum on the show, and they didn't hear this during the show, but people in the chat room heard it, and it's on, and she'll play the clip now and then. But as she's talking to the curator, in the empty, after hours, no one in the place but curator on the phone with Marla, all of a sudden you can hear a male voice in the distance saying, "Robert, it's Robert."
Wow.
Yeah, it would be in the background, and they're talking, but you'd hear the doll saying, "Robert."
Oh,
Robert.
My goodness. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And there's only two of them in there.
That is awesome.
Our time is running on out, but I'm going to play this for Lynn because I know she hasn't heard it. This is what I got at the hotel. The what do you call it?
Bell Nursing Home.
Bell Nursing Home.
Oh, okay.
So listen, everybody be able to listen. You probably won't even have to have headphones on to hear this because it's probably going to be pretty loud. So, well, it should be anyway. I won't say it will be, but. Could you hear that?
Yes.
We were down in the day room, and it was me and Cat Cloco. And she was fumbling around. Somebody was using a flashlight, something like that. And all of a sudden, this little kid says, "Please wake up."
Wow.
And, of course, there wasn't nobody around. We don't know if the person was dead or somebody fell asleep, and the kid was trying to get him to wake up.
Wow.
Just out of the clear blue.
Wow.
So, with that, I want to thank everybody for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Thank you for having us on.
And Noah.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I mean, my time was short, but I got to talk about my fear of clowns a little bit. So that's always fun to talk about, you know.
And Barbara, do you have... because I didn't look it up. Who's on next week?
Aren't you at another place next week?
No, I'm not at another place.
10-5?
Yeah, it's Port Mifflin, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Port Mifflin.
Oh, yeah. I'm not there, but we're going to be talking with the people at Fort Mifflin, so it'll be live from Fort Mifflin. Yeah, and... because they got a big event there, so we'll be talking with the people from Fort Mifflin. We went there last year and did it, but I couldn't go this year. So, excellent. We'll be doing that. With that, we got about 2 minutes left. Do you have a site or anything where people can follow you? Or
not really a site. Everything I do free of charge because I feel like it's a gift, and if I charged for it, it would be taken from me. But anybody who's interested in sending me a friend request on Facebook, you can find me at Lynn Bell. or you could contact me through email, lcloggger@aol.com.
Sounds good. And if they can't find you, they can holler at me and I'll send them the link to them. So, Barbara, you got anything real quick to say?
No, except our thoughts to the people in Indonesia with their 7.5 earthquake and tsunami.
Ah.
That was a big one, and they're going through a lot of devastation right now. So.
Wow, I hadn't even heard about that one yet. Of course, I've been busy and been online or done anything much. So, well, I guess what we'll do is we'll tell everybody good night tonight and see us next week. And I want to thank everybody here that's talked with us. They're all back there having a little meeting, getting ready for their investigation and everything. But again, I want to thank Lynn for being with us and for ready now to actually come along with me and when I go places to help out and stuff.
Sounds good.
And of course, you know, when you travel to places, you have to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and next time you go on your Facebook, I put a couple of links to Robert.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right, then. So this is Henry Foister,
Jeffrey Gould,
and Barbara Duncan.
And we'll see you next week at the same time. Everybody have a great weekend. So good night, everybody.
Good night.